Welcome to What A Day podcast and What A Day has been. We thank you for being with us tonight. Tonight is kind of special. I think I'm going to kind of switch up the direction of where the podcast is going. It's always going to be inspirational. It's always going to be about improving and being better and bettering yourself. But I think I love the direction of relationships. In the direction of going and talking about relationships. So tonight we're going to talk about relationships, and we're going to start with a little bit with the basics for relationships, right? So you meet somebody that you like, you want to take that person out. And so let's talk about that. First of all, where do you think the right place to meet someone? It's the right place to meet someone, right? Is it church? Is it at a bar? Is it at a friend or through a friend? Is it at a job? Is it at a fitness gym? I don't know. Anywhere. Can you think of anywhere that it would be, do you think it'd be best for you to meet a person? The atmosphere would be best for you to meet a person. Well, personally, myself, I can't really pinpoint one place I think is best to meet somebody, but if I had to pinpoint a place, it might be school, it might be a bookstore, or like the gym, the fitness gym. And it's a reason why, right? Because I like to work out, and anybody that I think that I be with and I date, they have to be, you know, some type of fitness, right? They don't have to be the smallest person, and they don't have to be the have six-pack abs and everything to that nature. But I like to work out, and the person I would like to be with will also probably have to like to work out to some degree and be in shape, you know, and in tune with their body. Dealing with a bookstore, I like knowledge. I like to educate myself. And so somebody I want to be with has to have some type of intelligence. They take their time. They not just on social media all day, right? So they actually trying to learn something about themselves, and also not just read it, but apply it to their everyday life. So, you know, them some things I know. So since I gave you some example, what's something that you know, where a place you think you would like to meet someone? Okay, you got that. Now, when you finna ask somebody, what with a relationship or, you know, dealing with somebody and trying to get to know somebody, what do you think the first date should be? And with that question, it's a follow-up question. How much should you spend on a first date? And should the first date be somewhere that you spending money? So I just want to know. I know with myself, the first date don't necessarily have to be, no date necessarily for me have to be about money or spending any type of money. Spending time with you is the biggest thing. Some things I don't consider like a first date because you don't talk to a person is the movie theater for me, because and right now how COVID and everything has been, a lot of people streaming things anyway. Some people still go to the movie theaters, but I don't think you talk at the movie, so you don't really get to know a person. You notice that you can sit down and you can see that person, can watch a film and look through things through their eyes, but it don't be that y'all actually get to know each other. So for me, it might be a walk in the park. It might be riding bikes together. It might be doing something together, period, picnic. It might be something that seems cheesy or kind of simple, but I'm a simple person. I found out when you're doing simple things, it works best. So, and with that being said, if we thinking about places, if we did have to go somewhere and it costs money, how much do you think it should cost? What's the price you think you should have to pay for your first date? You know, it's your first date, your first time getting to know a person. How much do you think you should spend? Me personally, I budget. So if it's if it's somewhere we go on our first day and say, I'm like, hey, I budget and it's going to be $25 or $50 or $10, whatever it may be, I think a person shouldn't have so big of expectations that they should want you to break the bank for them the first night. Some people do, but I don't feel like that's necessary, right? Because you're trying to really get to know the person, trying to talk to the person. And this is the question. This is the crazy question that goes with this question too, right? About the first date is, who should pay? If the lady asks you to go on a date, do you think she should pay, or should the man pay? Or if the man asks, should he pay, or should you both pay separately? I'm just wondering. I'm very, very, very curious about that. In my case, as a man, I'm going to pay. But I do think, and I have daughters, so I have to be honest, the man should pay, but I feel the man should pay. But if my daughter asks somebody else to go out, I think they should take care of the bill. And some people might not agree with that, but I do. Like, if you ask me to go out, not saying you don't have your own money, and this is what comes with communication. This is how you can see the communication in the relationship, or how a person handles things too. It's also a conversation. Hey, are we going Dutch? If you want to say we paying separately, or if I'm a man, I ask you, I automatically expect to pay. But I think if whoever asked the person should go out, should take care of the bill, or hey, you take care of this, I'll take care of that, or y'all should, that's why it's a conversation should be had. And I don't believe you should break the bank, right? Because you're trying to get to know somebody. The second question, when it comes to relationships, how open should you be on the first date? How open should you be on the first date? I had a talk with my brother-in-law about this situation. And we talked, and I got to be honest. He told me that I'd be too open on the first date because some of the things we talked about. So me being the age I am, me knowing the things I know, I don't want to waste nobody's time, and I don't want nobody to waste my time. So the thing we talked about was, I said, well, the first date for me would be, yeah, of course, getting to know her and talking to her and things, but I want to know her goals in life. You know, where she's trying to go, what does she want for herself or life? Also, and this is the thing I think that kind of got him, was I want to know, like, you know, she ain't got to tell me exactly what it is, but her credit score, is it okay? Is it good? Is she in school? Does she got student loans? You know, what's these things? And some people might say that's a lot for the first date, but the reason I say these things is because I don't want to waste your time. I don't want you to waste my time. And marriage, you know, is way farther down the line, but you know, it's a business. You take on other people's things. If we don't recognize we take on other people's things, or we want to help people, right? We shouldn't, because then we got to go through the same process they do to heal themselves. But as human beings, we want to help people and taking on other people's things. So I think it's fair to me. He didn't think it's fair. He think I just want somebody that's rich. And that's far from the truth. And the reason it's far from the truth is because I just want to make sure we got the same things aligned, right? That we want similar to the same goals. It might not be the same thing, but it's aligned the same way. We both want a family. We both want a home. We understand each other and we on the same page. Do you budget? Do you know these things about yourself? Do you have spending habits? Do you, you know, what's your vices and all these things? I think that's something to know. And especially if the conversation is going real good and you can get deep into it, especially if y'all have chemistry and y'all connect with each other. So what is too open on your first date? What is some things you will say, some things you won't say on your first date? And the last question I want to talk to you guys about or speak about tonight is, what questions do you feel you can ask the other person in context and in a way of, without them getting defensive? And if they do get upset, is that a red flag for you, right? So what is some red flags for yourself, if you want to say, what is the red flags for you? And are you willing to walk away once you hear those red flags, or are you willing to put up stuff because this person is cute or beautiful? So them three things I just want to ask everybody about relationships. The first date, how much should you spend? Should the man or the woman's pay for the tab that day? How open should you be on the first date? You know, what should you talk about with yourself on the first date? How open should you be? And what questions do you feel you can ask? Like I said in the beginning about credit, asking about, you know, your goals. What questions do you feel is too personal to ask a person? So I hope you guys is having a great night. My night is, man, my night is wonderful. You can hear me in my voice a little bit. I've been under the weather, but it's okay. But just, man, just answer those questions. Like, soon here too, I'll be having some visuals so everybody can see individuals, and then I'll open up lines where people could call in and things like that. I'm building the courage within myself, so I always want to give some truth. Will always want to give truth in my podcast, so I'm kind of scared to try to open the phones, because I'm like, what if nobody call? What if nobody say nothing? What if nobody listen to my podcast? I always wonder about that, but I can't worry about that. If I get one call, if I get one person to listen to it, I'm fine with that. So that's part of my truth. I'm scared to do certain things, but I got to do it anyway, just because I'm scared. That's who I am. So hopefully you guys having a good night. And like I say again, I think I'm going to switch the direction of the podcast and what a day. And it's going to be more geared towards relationships. It's going to always be about improving and things, but it's going to be more geared towards relationships. Hope you guys have a great night. What a day. What a day. What a day. We thank you here at What a Day Podcast, and have a great one. God bless.